The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Important message.
Do you feel like karma hasn't been on your side recently?
Yes, I do. Why, good sir?
Because we have some merch that probably won't change anything, but maybe through the placebo effect will make you feel like karma's back on your side.
Our new Karma Back to You pin will solve all of your problems and more.
So these pins are limited editions and they will sell out. So if you would like to get your own Karma Back to You pin, go to our merch store, bit.ly/beach2sandymerch.
That's bit.ly/beach2sandymerch to snag your Karma Back to You pin.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, hello. We are doing another episode of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. This is episode 89, Light Homes in Maine.
Light Homes.
Light. We did Waffle Homes. Now it's Light Homes.
Light Homes in Maine. And, you know, you didn't think it would happen, but here we are, episode 89. We are just as
specifically
this
89.
One. Yeah, you knew 90 yeah, people, would happen, but this one.
Yeah, people said 89. There's no way they'd touch that.
No, and here we are. So, you know, screw you. If you didn't believe we could do it, here we are.
Yeah.
Doing it big time. This is Portland. Nope. This is Maine episode. This is, you know, I understand now actually looking at it why you thought maybe we weren't going to do it, because clearly it's been 89 episodes and I still don't really know how to start these. So you were right to have your doubts, but we are doing a theme from Megan this week, and Megan from Maine suggested lighthouses, or as Alexander likes to call them, light homes. In the state of Maine, and I'm pretty excited about this one, Zadie.
Me too. I was going to watch that movie, The Lighthouse, before this to be prepared.
What's that?
And then I forgot until this moment.
Is that a horror
it's
movie?
It's Willem Dafoe and...
Oh, yeah. I remember
what's
that.
What's his face?
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Okay, now I'm glad I forgot his name. Okay, yes, Tim Allen. Could you imagine? Jesus Christ. I am imagining it. But I didn't watch it, so here we are. We're going to have to go without that information.
It's probably for the best. Well, I think besides our new merch alert at the beginning, I don't think we have any other updates. So should we just
let's get right into it.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is a review of the Portland Headlight, which seems weird when I say it out loud.
Was it on a car?
Yes, it's just a broken down car on the side of the road. No, this is called the Portland Headlight Lighthouse. I don't know. Whatever. It's a light in Portland, Maine. And Colin gave it 1 star. I'm sick of it. My wife is sick of it. And my kids are sick of it. End of review.
Move. Wait. Does this... Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a local.
Okay. Lighthouses, at least, have a very specific functions. That are useful and life-saving. Like, there, and these, I mean, I don't know about that one specifically because I didn't read up on it, but these do still function as lighthouses. Like, these, they're historic, but they, many of them still do function as lighthouses.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sick of it.
It's so dumb.
And so is my wife. So, you know what? I don't know what more you want to say to me, but I think it's pretty clear how, where I stand on the matter.
Do they rent the lighthouse and live there? And like,
maybe they're the lighthouse keepers.
Oh my God, and they're sick of
and
their job.
And they're just like, oh my God, get me out of this tower. And like, you know, it's kind of like where they get locked in a tower and they can't come down except for their hair.
Rapunzel, yes. Okay.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I actually, no. There was an updated version of it called The Lighthouse with Tim Allen and with his
right.
hair.
Right, and he has a long braid.
But I haven't seen it yet.
And his kids climb down it every now and then.
But he can't.
But he can't, and that's why he's so sick of it.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
My first one is of the Pemaquid Point Lighthouse. This is a one-star review by Chris. Not the best place to visit. Quite boring, overcrowded, and the lighthouse looked like it was created by a small child with glue and cardboard. A waste of money for the entrance fee as well as the gas. End of review.
Oh my.
And can I just tell you, that's... this is a very, I would say, handsome lighthouse.
That's hurtful, what they just said.
I was quite pleased to see this picture, and it looks like, guess what? A lighthouse.
Oh.
Just a nice lighthouse. And this person being so negative just really bothered me because, you know what? I bet this person couldn't design a lighthouse this gorgeous.
Maybe in Maine, that's what they do in elementary school, arts and crafts. Like popsicle stick lighthouses.
Well, it's like the current U.S. flag was created by a, I believe, middle schooler or high schooler.
High schooler, I think, yeah.
Who did it for a class project for if they got to 50 states and it ended up being used. So,
and little did they know when they were telling us this in middle school to give us kind of like a little push in the right direction, some motivation. Little did they know we would one day reach episode 89, and they didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. We actually, in when we made an episode 89 out of popsicle sticks in high school.
Yeah, they didn't think we could do it, and here we are. And you know what? I will say episode 89 is kind of, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but like creating the national flag, episode 89.
Yeah.
Pretty hand in hand, if you ask me.
You know what? I'll ask you. How does episode 89 compare to making a national
better,
flag?
Better, far better.
Oh, it's better.
Yes.
You said hand in hand.
Yeah, well, like... I changed my mind.
Wow.
I had a minute to think about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you thought about it because I agree.
Yeah, good. Okay, great. That makes two of us. So this is a review of, again, of that same Portland headlight, which is a lighthouse.
I don't like that you call it that. I maybe
Fine.
It's what it's
Portland
called.
Portland Head Lighthouse is probably what it's actually called, and TripAdvisor might have just sent me in the wrong direction with that.
Portland Headlight.
That sounds like their local, like, minor league baseball team, the Portland Headlights.
I googled it. It's literally Portland Head Lighthouse in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's Maine's oldest lighthouse, and you are fucking trashing it right now.
What is it called on Yelp, though?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. The Portland Headlight is a historic lighthouse, according to Wikipedia.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Google has Portland Head Lighthouse.
That makes me feel
I'm
better.
Sorry. Nope, you're right. You've been right this whole time.
Okay, well.
I should have known.
In that case.
I should have known Portland Headlight was correct.
I should have known that I was right. This is a one-star review by Teddy of the Portland Headlight Lighthouse. I planned several months to visit Portland Headlight for the sole purpose of photographing this wonderful site. I took 5 days and my wife took 5 days to make the trip from PA. It was a gamble in late January because of the weather.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is reading like some National Geographic thing.
It's a Reader's Digest.
Like, no, but going to like, as if you're going to like capture on video.
Oh, right, with your Nikon, like a, yeah.
Duck-tailed lemur. That's not a thing, but
it should be, though. I argue
some wild animal. Like, oh, we took 5 days and we traveled.
We
it's like
the
a
desert in the cold.
Jesus.
Yeah, 40 days and 40 nights, pretty hand in hand if you ask me, maybe even better. I took 5 days and my wife took 5 days to make the trip from Pennsylvania. It was a gamble in late January because of the weather in Maine, but we were lucky. The weather held and the crowds were good for pictures. The problem was that on January 28th, 2018, there was an ugly black circle, the remainder of a Christmas wreath, no doubt, but ugly nonetheless, adorning the top of the lighthouse. What the heck? A couple of grand to make the trip? Some remnants of the wreath laying at the base of Lighthouse gave me the clue what the Black Ring was for. I knew there were other lights in the area, but the hype on this lighthouse made it the main reason to visit Maine. I used Photoshop, but correcting this ugly scar on what might have been a great picture was a bridge too far. I have a pic to send, but it is not possible here. Wait, I see picture slot below. End of review.
Wait, what? Okay. I was really annoyed, and then it was just kind of funny because they were like going through their stream of consciousness.
Wait, hang on. I think I see the button.
Look, everyone. Like, we're not next to you, friend, when you're writing this. Wow. That is something that is annoying.
They posted a picture, and I was like, oh, what a lovely Christmas wreath. I don't really understand the problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay.
So the wreath was on there?
That's what I was confused about. It certainly looked as though it were on there, and maybe it had like disintegrated a little bit or something, but it wasn't just like a black scar.
Scar? I mean, yeah, I was wondering how that happens, because I don't know much about wreaths or lighthouses, I guess, but I was wondering how there would be this massive black scar from a wreath. I didn't think it was that dramatic of an event, unless they like light it on fire to...
That could be.
Like...
You know, I actually, can you imagine if Teddy came home from his, you know, journey and he and his wife were like showing you pictures, like you're the neighbor or something. And he's like, look, this picture. And you're like, what a lovely. And he's like, no, because it's such a lovely photo. And yet Teddy's only showing you to show you the horror of the black scar. But
don't
you're
you
just trying to be
black
nice.
Scar? It's like, oh, that's a wreath, Teddy. It's like,
what a lovely wreath. It's the same one I have on my front door. Yes, Janet. That's why I use Photoshop to get it off.
Because of that one, I'm actually going to skip ahead to one I wasn't going to use yet because it's relevant. But this is of the Nubble Lighthouse. So this is by Fish. 2 stars. Was shocked at what they did to that beautiful lighthouse. Thank God I have painting I do on rocks. Made 5 for friends and family members. They put Xmas lights all around the lighthouse and other building. Lose the charm of what it used to look like. End of review.
Now all my rocks are no longer accurate portrayals.
Christina, I was like, oh God, is it like super gaudy with like really like colorful lights and everything? I looked it up. It is quite tasteful, in my opinion, and it is a tradition, the lighting of the Nubble Lighthouse. They do that.
Okay, so it's not like somebody just like draped those like icicle lights all over it or something.
No, you should see it, actually. It's like only along like certain edges, and it's all, I believe, like yellowish or white lights. And I think it, like, especially from afar, you can see it, and I think it looks great from the photos. But,
oh, well, the problem is she doesn't have yellow paint, so how on earth is she going to make an accurate representation? So wait, so she paints this thing on rocks? Is that what she's saying?
No, I think that she had paint. So thank God that... So I think she had these paintings...
on rocks?
Actually, I don't know.
she gave them to friends?
I can't tell if it's... Thank God I have painting I do, like painting that I paint on rocks, or it's... Thank God I have painting... Wait, I don't know how else to say it. I guess... I don't know. There's
She's
no
a rock
punctuation.
Painter.
It's
There's
confusing.
No way around it. Okay.
But yeah, maybe thank God I have the painting I do. Like, thank God I have that painting that's on rocks.
Yep, exactly.
But either way, I was actually quite, I don't know. Like, I'm not a big fan of like making everything all Christmassy and stuff, but let me show you quick. Let me just text this to you.
Let's see. Oh, it looks like a painting.
Yeah, and it's not that much. It's not like...
No.
It's just on, like, the trim.
It just kind of accentuates
things,
the outline.
It does accentuate the outline of the light home. Oh.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful. Anyway,
I gotta
it is beautiful,
say,
I think.
It's gorgeous.
But, you know, you can have your own opinion, Fish. It's fine.
And she does.
Yeah, and wasn't afraid to say it. And, made 5 for friends. So, yeah, must have... made these rock paintings. I'm still trying to figure out the rock paintings.
Okay, this is a 3-star review of the Bug Lighthouse. And this is not like...
What?
A Bug's Life featuring
Tim Allen.
Okay. This is the Bug Lighthouse, which
is
I guess
a miniature?
That would be really cute, a little for ants. No, it's a real lighthouse. And Carol gave it 3 stars. Well, it's there. End of review.
Christina, is Carol wrong?
Carol's right, and 3 stars?
It, middle of the road? We can't complain.
Middle of the road, just sitting there. That big old bug lighthouse.
Middle of the road, nice headlight.
Mm-hmm. Nice headlight. Mm-hmm.
Carol, thank you. I like those. Thank you. Those are nice. Weirdly refreshing. They're so neutral.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Well, on that note, can I read one more then? Because it's pretty similar and I feel like we should just get it out of the way.
Yes, okay. Refresh me again.
This is a 3-star review by Liam of the Marshall Point Lighthouse, which I guess is featured in the background of Forrest Gump's run in the movie.
You found ones that I didn't find. This is great.
Oh, good. So this is a 3-star review by Liam. It's a lighthouse. What more do you want from me? End of review. All these people are in bad moods.
Liam needs to turn off their notifications, if you ask me.
What more do you want?
Like, leave me alone, Yelp or TripAdvisor. Stop emailing me about this lighthouse.
That was on Yelp. I can't imagine why Yelp would be pressuring him to write this, but
I could imagine Liam then, like, wherever like he goes, sees all these references to that lighthouse and was like, fine, I'll write a review, like watching Forrest Gump. Oh my god, it's there. Like, oh, like it's everywhere.
I get it. I get it.
All right, my next one is of the West Quoddy Head Lighthouse.
Oh my god, that's where my next one is.
Oh, well, do you want a couple fun facts about it?
Please.
Quoddy Head State Park, where it's located, is the furthest, the most easternmost. God damn, thank you. Easternmost point in the United States of America.
That's the most like older sibling thing. I'm like, okay, I'll let you go for about 10 seconds, and just, but I'm going to just talk over you.
Here, I'm just scrambling. Okay. But now I have fun facts. So it is fun fact. It is the easternmost point
in
the
US. It is very fun. Yes.
But here we go. Also, for a few weeks around the equinoxes, West Quoddy Head is the first location in the United States to see the sunrise.
Lovely.
Which makes sense. And then Quoddy Head State Park is also the closest geographic point in the United States to the African continent.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting, right? The closest point to Africa is Maine.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm, very wild. Well, here is what Human has to say about the West Quoddy Head Lighthouse. West Quoddy Head Lighthouse? What a great name for the easternmost point in America. Who named this? That was the end of the review until Human included an edit and said this. I've never been here, so don't go thinking this is a bad place. I'm sure it's beautiful. I live in Texas. I wouldn't know. End of review.
Okay, first of all, I had that one too, but it was only because Megan from Maine wrote in and attached that as an attachment, and I just kind of hoped you wouldn't see it, but I guess I should have known. But okay, now that I'm really like thinking about it and reading
Thank you, Megan.
I'm wondering, because there's an edit to say like, hey, wait, don't put words in my mouth. But I'm like, can people respond on Google reviews? Or like, why would you add an edit unless this was like plaguing your nightmares?
Yeah, maybe they felt bad for putting it 1 star, but instead of updating the star, they just put an edit. So
but it's not like people were commenting on it, right?
No, that I could see. No, and I've never seen
really
that.
Do that.
I've never seen, and the owner, like the crypt light keeper, whatever they're called, didn't respond. So it wasn't like they were shamed into the edit. They were just, and someone liked it, actually. Someone put a thumbs up on it.
That was probably me, yeah.
But you can see how many views your review gets. Did you know that?
You can see how many reviews your review gets.
No, how many views your review gets.
Oh, I did not know this.
Allie wrote, I think it was on Google, Allie had written a review for some, I forget what it was, and it was like a middle of the road, like something went wrong, so she gave like 3 stars or something. Oh my god. She would be like, come to me, and she'd be like, 1,000 people have read my review. And she'd like keep bringing it to me. She's like, it's up to like 5,000 now.
Holy
and it'd
be shit. Like,
it would just keep going up. So maybe this person got a bunch of views and then didn't get enough thumbs up and was like, maybe people don't like that I'm doing this.
It's like, this isn't like my usual ratio.
Oh, wait, never mind. That was their one and only review.
Oh.
So maybe they just don't know what they're doing.
Maybe they wrote that and then really just at night, you know how that one guy kept seeing that lighthouse in his peripheral vision because it wanted him to write a review?
Sneaking up on it. Just
in the background. That's maybe that's what happened. She just kept, it's like, oh, it would appear. And then she would turn the light on and it'd be gone. It was a pile of clothes on a chair all along. But in reality, it just was her subconscious telling her, you are misleading the fine folks of America with this review.
My God, yes.
I think that's exactly what happened.
I do have another quick one of West Quaddy, if you don't mind.
Please, because that was my last one, was the one that you just read. So perfect.
Oh, really? Because I have like 3 more.
Great. I have some redemption. So after
never mind. Okay. Well, this is a review by Haley. This is a 1-star review of West Quaddy Head Lighthouse. 1 star. Lighthouse do me a scare. Do it because it's thick. End of review.
Stop!
Thick is spelled THICC, of course.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, could you tell?
I can tell. And also, stop giving teens internet. That's my new campaign.
Haley, get off the internet.
Christine 2020.
That Haley wrote that 2 years ago. I wonder if like now, 2 years later, it's like, would look back at that and feel shame.
Well, yeah, you know, it's she just has worse peripheral vision, so she's just not seeing all the flashes of the lighthouse coming back to haunt her.
All right, so you want me to do all my negatives before you do any redemption?
Sure.
Okay.
Regale me.
Well, here's another Nubble review. This is Nubble Lighthouse. This is by John, 3 stars. This is not a redemption. It is one of those refreshing middle-of-the-road reviews. Here we go.
Great.
Lighthouses. Woods, bean suppers, Maine. End of review.
I bet you he sent that to Stephen King's publisher and was like, please give me a shot.
He probably is Stephen King's publisher.
He's like reading like Carrie and he's like, I can do this. Bean suppers.
This is okay. Y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast enough.
I don't want to talk about beans.
I love beans.
I don't want to talk about
beans. I am obsessed with beans.
It's actually a problem.
At least a can of beans a day. I microwave my beans and I eat them. And they
are
so good.
I guess this is the time when I should say we've all been planning an intervention. And now I guess we can do it live on air.
No.
A bean intervention.
Bean. That sounds fun. I'll go.
Yeah, you would. You probably organized it for yourself.
Are there beans there? Okay, anyway, sorry. I'm getting into a mood because I love beans.
Screen just started. My screen is flashing like we just like triggered Harry? Some sort of NSA code word, and now we're being monitored extra heavily.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hope they can bring me beans.
Okay, now you're becoming just...
Too much.
A nightmare, really.
A nightmare
for me. A nightmare for me personally.
But I gotta say, that's the first time I've ever wanted to go to Maine. Was the bean suppers?
That's the first time.
I'm just kidding. Actually, looking at all these lighthouses, I'm serious. I really want to do like a tour of the East Coast and go and look at all these lighthouses. Like, okay, I want that to be a thing I do.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yes. I literally was reading these going, I wish I had, like, a little house in Maine and I could just go.
Okay, I don't want to fucking live there. Let's go. Let's reel it in. Summer home. What?
You know, like a summer home.
You want a
like
summer a thing, home in Maine?
A thing that I can definitely afford is a summer home in Maine.
I live in Pequotonky, Maine in the summers.
And if I just eat beans only, I could probably get enough money to make myself a little cabin. True. Underneath a lighthouse until they find me there and kick me out.
I'm well on my way. I eat a lot of beans.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'll tell you more about it next episode. Here is a review now of Bass Harbor Head Lighthouse. I assume it's not base. I don't think this is a very musical place. I'm not sure. But Bass Harbor Head Lighthouse.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? This is by Shannon, one star. This lighthouse is a single floor house for Coastal Guard on which a light is placed. Visitors are not allowed inside the house. End of review. Oh. So this person gave it one star, described what it was.
Right.
And that's it. And I think it was a complaint because they said, oh, all it is a single floor house for Coastal Guard on which a light is placed. Yeah, which is accurate because it is a lighthouse.
Good job.
But it is quite lovely, I think. This is one like where it's located and stuff is beautiful along the rocks and stuff. And it looks somewhat small compared to other ones, and it's not very. Oh, I just sent you the same picture. I was like,
Thanks for sending me what looks like a postcard over and over again.
Yeah, these are beautiful though. They make me. I do want to do like a tour of this, of like these lighthouses, and like do a podcast where I just review all these lighthouses and give them 10 out of 10 stars each time.
You know, I was thinking
about their histories.
I'd love it, honestly. And I was honestly thinking just now about the time I was in a lighthouse. And then I remembered that I was in Germany. And I was like, that's weird. Why was there a lighthouse? Then I remembered it was a windmill. So oh, I don't okay. think I've actually been in a lighthouse because I've just been a lot of windmills.
Was that when you were dating Tim Allen, was it?
I actually got really embarrassed because I thought you were going to talk about Maximilian. And I was like, let's not talk about that, please. Can we change the subject?
No, God, no.
Yes, it was.
I don't think of him nearly as much as you do. Which is true about Tim Allen as well. But
I mean, I don't think anyone thinks about Tim Allen as much as I do.
They better not stay back because she'll get you. Stay off her man.
Anyway, I do. I feel like I must have been in a lighthouse at some point in my life. But even when I went to Maine, I didn't see one lighthouse because I was only there for a day and it was like pouring rain.
You idiot.
I know. I feel really dumb about it because I didn't know
should.
That would
You're
be.
So, I'm so mad at you right now.
It was so dumb because it was literally my last trip before quarantine. So yeah. I'm like, wow, I really didn't take advantage, you know?
Fuck. I'm so upset.
Okay. I'm going to host another bean to wrench in if you don't calm down.
Ugh. And I haven't had my beans today. That's why I'm so irritable.
I can tell.
Just my coffee beans. Am I right, folks?
Okay. I'm done with this.
I have one more review, and then I swear I can stop talking the rest of
the episode. Do you have any redemptions?
Nope. You kidding?
Great.
Okay. This is by Mia. This is a 2-star review of Bass Harbor Head Lighthouse. Not up to the expectation. Very small place. Limited parking lot. We drove 1.5 hours to get there and waited for 20 minutes to get the car parked as there was an ambulance for some reason. End of review.
Oh, no. What is wrong with people?
I mean, see, here's the thing. There is no reason to, like, for most reviews, if you're giving a negative review, you shouldn't be mentioning an ambulance. It doesn't make you look good. I wouldn't have included this. The other stuff, it's like, oh, parking is terrible, lots of lines, whatever. It'd be like, okay, boring, whatever. But if you're complaining about an ambulance being there, come on.
I think the complaint would be if there was no ambulance and there were just whatever injury befell the person
true.
In front of them.
An ambulance couldn't get here, so my leg was broken and wasn't set until an hour later than I wanted it to be.
Yeah. 2 stars.
I was in pain for an hour longer than I should have been because their surface roads were bad. 2 stars.
Wow, that's a very specific example. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree. I don't think this is like one of those where the vaguer the better. If you want us to be on your side, be vague.
So true. So true.
Don't give us details like, oh, there were first responders saving someone's life. Boo. You know, it's just not a good look.
So there's a way to do it. All of you, if you write a negative review, be pretty vague. But if you don't want to be on our show, if you do want to be on our show, apparently write a 3-star review that's really vague about like saying something like,
good point,
it's a lighthouse, or it exists, or it's there, or
make an observation.
Yes, a very basic observation and nothing more. I'm done.
Great. Okay, well, I have a redemption for you. This is a redemption of the Portland Headlight Lighthouse. This is a 5-star review by Joy. It's a fitting name, by the way. In some old life, I may have been a sea captain, a lighthouse keeper, or maybe just some HGTV fixer-upper who wants to live in an old seascape house. Either way, Maine's oldest lighthouse struck right at my unanchored heart. Despite it being in June, I needed a jacket due to the cold winds, drizzle, and cold sea spray. It's a short walk from the parking lot and is handicap accessible with various viewpoints. There's a small gift shop on site, and while pricey, it's cute and artsy. The best part? Portland Head Lighthouse sings, and oh, how mighty is her sound. End of review.
Oh, I have goosebumps. Like, not even joking. That gave that review gave me goosebumps.
And it was actually helpful because they talk about the weather and the accessibility and the gift shop.
Yes. Oh, that makes me so happy. I actually have goosebumps because we don't get ones like that.
It's lovely. And their name's Joy, which is just wonderful.
It's joyful. Joyful. We adore you, Joy. Never forget that, Joy.
Cool. This is my other favorite. Now, this is a redemption that Megan from Maine sent in. So, who actually suggested this theme. So, this is a redemption of the West Quoddy Head Lighthouse. And it is a 5-star review by Dan. Back in 1968, when I was a kid, my old man decided to take us to Quoddy Head to be the first people in the United States that day to see the sunrise. We got up in the middle of the night and started driving. We got to the park just before sunrise, and boy was my pop upset when he realized the park was closed. The only time I can recall ever seeing my pop break the law was that morning when we hopped the gate to go stand by the lighthouse and watch the sunrise. End of review. Okay. I know, I'm gonna
cry. I just
cry.
Got more goosebumps.
I know.
Oh my god.
I was wrong. Maybe Stephen King's publisher just goes through Google reviews to find his next talent. Because, like, these people...
Maybe we should become publishers and just do that. Don't
give
our idea away.
I mean, Dan just, handed a true crime story right in our lap.
Yeah.
He is in jail now after posting this. But I think that makes his story all the more poignant.
I've broken into 50 lighthouses before they caught me. All I did was watch the sunrise from them, but...
I'm Lighthouse Dan.
Damn it was worth it. Lighthouse Dan. No, that is wonderful. And maybe we should just change our show and only read those. Like,
I actually, this is kind of all I care about, really, anymore. Can we do my challenge, even though we just said we're not going to read anything else except Lighthouse reviews?
Yes, I think we'll allow it this episode.
So this challenge was sent in by Jer, or given to Zandy by Jer, who's a member of Zandy's Hog Pen on Twitch.
Thank you.
I know. Yes. I don't really know the words that I'm saying, but there you are.
Also, Jer sent something to my P.O. box, and it's for you.
For me?
Yeah. And, I mean, among other things, including, see that little squirrel right there? That's my squirrel from Jer.
Oh, my
God.
But
there's something for you here. So
I'm
saving it. I'll let you know when you're here.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I want to know now.
No.
Okay, this was sent in by Jer, and Jer's challenge was to find reviews of people stating that the movie was better than the book. Dun, dun, dun. Now, this challenge gave me a headache, because people on the internet complaining about whether a book is better or a movie is better is just like the most circular, never-ending, pain-in-the-ass forum.
It's funny, Jer was like, what kind of challenge should I give? And I said, well, I want her to have the worst headache ever. So perfect. Well, just kidding.
I hope that Jer sent me some Tylenol in that package, because they succeeded in giving me quite the headache. So this actually, I didn't think it would be this easy to find entertaining reviews. So here we go. This is a Goodreads review of Holes, the movie Holes.
Sorry, I love that movie.
Me too. Actually, it's a Goodreads, so it's a review of the book, technically. Okay. But so this is a review on Goodreads of the book Holes, which I also love. Tyson commented, and by the way, on Goodreads, on these like forums, there are no stars, so it's just people posting their thoughts, which, wow, what a dangerous thing to let people do, but okay.
Because, you know, we are literally saying our thoughts and sending them out into the
and
world.
Intentionally broadcasting them, yes. Yeah.
So we can't talk.
That's a fair point. This is a review by Tyson of the book Holes. The movie was way better. By the way, I am 10. end of review.
Just really love Shia LaBeouf. And
by the way,
me too.
Also, that was a great movie and a great book.
Yeah, I don't know if I read the book. I remember we owned the book, but I don't think I ever read it.
Like, oh, I loved the book. I will say, like, on these Goodreads reviews, man, or forums, people are just arguing with each other and being like, can you even read? And I'm like, okay, like, some of these people are 10 years old. They're going to say they like the movie better. Like, come on. Why even argue about this? Like, obviously, 99.9% of people are going to say the book is better. Yes. I would agree most of the time. But why even argue?
Yeah, I keep getting Goodreads notifications that I have a new friend, and it's someone I haven't talked to in like 20 years.
Ooh,
since
that's
I was
awkward.
Like 6 years old. And
wait, for real?
Primary school. Yeah, and it's like every time that someone signs up, like with their Facebook or something, it connects to me. So I get all these people's like, and then I'm like, now they don't think I read because I don't update my Goodreads.
I think they probably think that you, if you updated it with like one book,
it was like
maybe they would think
Long
that,
Beyond
but...
Zebra by Dr. Seuss is the only book on there that I've read.
Because all the other ones, you think the movie is better.
It's so true.
So now I found a gold mine next, and this is on a website called Common Sense Media, which
I don't like that name.
Yeah, which if you don't know, is basically where parents go and tell other parents how acceptable a movie is for their children to watch. Like if there is swearing or violence or smoking or drinking or insinuations of anything at all.
That's a lot worse than that app that like tells you when to take a bathroom break during a movie.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
About that?
No. I do know about that. I forget what it's called, though. I feel like it was a great idea in theory.
Piscinema.
That's terrible. And I don't mean like that's terrible, like that's rude. I mean, that's just a terrible name that you came up with.
I know what you meant.
Okay, good. So I went on Common Sense Media. Now, what I didn't realize before about Common Sense Media is that there is a kids section.
Kids are allowed?
Where kids can write their own reviews of things to warn other kids about the bad things that happen in movies.
He said a bad thing about Jesus.
No, I'm not. That's literally some of them are like.
I know I wrote that on there.
Oh, you did? Oh, so you're Xander555 who wrote. There was literally a comment that said, he used our Savior's name in vain. I'm 8. And I was like, uh-oh, okay, this is interesting. And it looks like, from what I gathered, either these children are being forced to write these by the... Well, either way, they're being forced to write these, I imagine, by the parents. But it's either like... It almost seems sometimes like a homework assignment. Because they'll write like a whole thing, like way too long for... What I imagine a child's attention span for forum is.
That actually kind of makes sense. Like if you have like, if you watch a movie in class and you're like, now you have to go on there and like review it.
And that's precisely what happens pretty often, actually.
I kind of like that assignment. Like I would like that as assignment.
Yeah, and I really hope these elementary school teachers think it's worth it because I'm going to read you some of these.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a review of the movie Of Mice and Men. This is, and they, by the way, they put the ages of these children, so don't worry, I'll tell you. This is a 3-star review by Tobin, age 13.
Are there spoilers in these?
There are no spoilers, no.
Okay, okay.
And I think you'll see why. Okay. Okay, there's 3 stars by Tobin, age 13. I think that the movie was much better than the book, although I only saw the last quarter of it. I thought the ending of the movie was much better than the book. I enjoyed the last part of the movie I got to see. It is worth watching. End of review.
It's worth watching the last part of it.
Last quarter.
Does it end differently? Like, I know how the book ends.
I didn't even read this book. There were like bags of grapes or rice or some food item. And they were like, well, in the movie there were 4, but in the book there were 3. And I was like, okay, well, that seems like a really specific.
You haven't read it? It's fantastic.
I know, but you read it and then you got so like you and made me all upset about it. So I never read it.
Pretty sure I've seen the movie as well.
Well,
I don't remember them ending differently. So
look forward to your review.
Because I'm like, it's kind of alarming. Okay.
Like that. Like this kid clearly didn't do the homework and then was like, I really liked it, even though I didn't really see it. Also, it was really good. It is worth watching, even though I didn't watch it.
I slept through the first 3 quarters.
Yeah, I slept through most of it.
It was great. It was the best nap of my life.
Yeah. Okay, so then this is a review of The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And this is a 5-star review by Robin, age 12.
When I was in second grade, this was my favorite movie. And my mom and I went and saw it in theaters at least 3 times, probably 4. I think the movie was way better than the book, but that was because I saw the movie in second grade and I read the book in 4th grade. That is, if I read the book. I can't remember. That would have been 3 years ago. End of review.
Okay. I love it.
I read the... It's so much better than the book. Is there a book? I don't even remember.
This person is a future Yelp reviewer.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And not necessarily in a bad way. They're at least, like, giving all the context and not being mean.
I just love that, like, of all things, the Chronicles of Narnia, like, C.S. Lewis, and they're like, I don't know if I read that book. It would have been 3 whole years ago. I think it's not something I would remember.
But I love how they were like, well, yeah, I liked it, liked the movie better because I saw that in second grade while I watched the book in 4th grade. It's like, or watched the movie in 4th grade. It's like, is that because in fourth grade was much shittier for you? So like I'm wondering what that means. Like,
I don't understand it one tiny bit.
It's like a rough year for them. So they were like,
they're saying they read the book in 4th grade, which. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. So maybe it was just a tougher time all around. Or maybe they watched the movie 4 times first and then read the book and were like, wait, yeah. Where's the popcorn?
Well, I did that recently. My friend Lauren suggested I read the book Gone Girl because I had watched the movie, mm-hmm. Despite watching the movie, even though I knew like anything that happened at the end and stuff. And I really enjoyed the book. I got really into it.
It's a good book.
I'd already seen
I actually call it the good book. I feel like that was one of those where I went to the movie and everyone walking out of the theater was like, the book is much better, and I'm like, well, yeah, it's like a thriller book, you can't necessarily make whatever, it doesn't matter. But
because there was so much in the movie that wasn't in the movie,
exactly.
And it's like, well, yeah, how can you put all that into one movie? You can't. It would be awful. At least it's
pretty,
like a good movie from the material given.
Now imagine if you,
it's like Jesus Christ Superstar. It's like, given the material, you can't do a whole thing, but you can create Jesus Christ Superstar out of the Bible.
Yes, and just a little abridged version.
It's still good. Yeah, it's just abridged.
It's just a little more musical.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, now if one of us went, actually, I'm not sure if I ever watched that movie or read that book. That was like 2 years ago. Like, can you imagine? It's just so comical to me, the time frame, funny. How this works as a child. Like, that was 3 whole years ago. I can't even remember if I read it. But if I did, it was way worse than
just
the movie.
Wait, at least in my case, another few years, you'll forget everything that you did in the past, like, 10 years.
And that's a good thing. It's a good thing is how I look at it.
True. It doesn't keep you up at night anymore.
No. Okay, now next we have Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes.
I know. This is the good stuff. So this is a 5-star review by Haley, age 12. Oh, God, you
should see that movie. Awful, I thought. Or maybe, like, I feel like critically. Okay.
Maybe you're thinking, like, of Captain Underpants. I remember that came out when we were
little. Oh, my God, I forgot that came out.
But this one, the parent reviews were pretty bananas because they were like, there's one character who does devil worship. And I went, what? Which,
oh,
I guess they're literally... is a lot of people mention that, but I don't know, maybe they were just playing with a Ouija board or something. Okay, this is a review by Haley. It's a 5-star review and she's 12 years old. The movie was super funny. It was also really cool because we were alone in the theater because it was right after school. Anyways, it's even better than the books. I hope they do more. Content warning, this movie contains sexy stuff.
Wrong word, and I'm so glad you used the wrong word. Wow.
Wait, what wrong word?
Sexy. I don't think they meant to say sexy.
Oh, they picked from a drop down of like all the things that...
Sexy? Not sexual?
It's sexy. It's part of the website. I think that's why they... Maybe it's just in the kids' version. They think sexy is better than sexual.
No, it's not. This child thinks this movie is sexy. Not this movie contains sexual themes. Ooh, this is sexy. That is not okay.
Can you imagine content. Haley post this and you're like, look at it, you're in her like 5th grade class and she's like, what a sexy movie. And I mean, I like can't fathom how this helps anybody, really.
I mean, okay, I was a wimpy kid. If you read my diary, It is pretty sexy. I'll give you that.
Sexy stuff. Content warning.
Content warning. If you read my diary, sexy. Just can you imagine? Just the word sexy.
You're right though that it's the word sexy. That's so bad. It's not like contains. Which, by the way, I highly doubt that this. It's not even Captain Underpants, which I guess the title has undergarments in it. But like this movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, I can't fathom what in this would be.
Sexy?
Sexual, let alone oh. Sexy. Like, such a bad.
I honestly don't know. I don't know anything about this. I didn't read it. I feel like this was like after our time. Like it was like maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but not
we
by
were
much.
Too old for it. Even though I did read it. Assuredly, I read it, but that's okay. I was definitely too old for it.
I feel like I was never really exposed to this, but. I do want to. Oh, the movie released in 2010. I mean, I was a junior in high school or senior in high school, so.
Yeah, junior. You wouldn't have been allowed to see sexy stuff yet.
No. I was not yet. I wasn't 18.
No.
But I will just say the budget for this movie was $15 million. Box office, $75
million. Oh, so shit.
Did that's pretty fucking well. So
sex sells.
I take back what I said. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was a notoriously bad movie, but they also had like sequels the next 2 years.
I did recall that, yes, because I remember Francisco was about the age of where she was interested in these kinds of things, not sexy things, just these
watch it
these books in general. Okay, well, so now I have I should have probably given a warning up top about that. I didn't really
sexy it would be
get yeah up give, in here. Give a chance. So now I found this that's it for, I know you're all bummed, but that's it for Common Sense Media. Now, I found this list on Goodreads called The Movie Was Better Than the Book. And like, boy, were people pissed off about this list. People were saying we should be able to downvote these. And, you know, everyone's like, basically all the comments were accusing other people of not being able to read or of saying like they didn't even read the book. I'm like, then why do they have a Goodreads account? That's a stupid argument.
You don't understand literature if you think that the movie version of Diary of a Wimpy Kid is better than the book version.
Okay. The movie's way sexier. So one of the comments was by T. So everyone in the comments is arguing, and this is where my headache kind of formed because I'm reading these back and forth like, okay, yeah, nobody can read like you can. I get it. Okay. And then T commented this. Hey, have any of you read Hunger Games? I know I started changing the subject, but I just love that book. End of review.
Trying to like calm everyone down. Just like,
yeah, hey, like, hey.
Let's talk about how great this book was.
And then sitting in the midst of chaos and like no one's listening.
Yeah, I did really enjoy those books and movies.
The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I did too. So I will say, after this, I actually remembered that in the Beach to Sandy Patreon group, like the day or the day before you suggested this challenge, I was like, I saw somebody posting about this in the group and I went and found it. And so Kate had posted, long story short, I started reading The Princess Diaries, not a fan, and was looking for kindred spirits in the one-star reviews. Anyways, I found these truly wild one-star reviews and thought I'd share. The reasons I don't like the books in no way match these. I just think the characters are awful. So I did find that this was a very, very strong opinion a lot of people hold. I also read the books and I was pretty little, so I don't remember. But the movie is way better. And I guess in the books, the characters are a lot more like intense and depressing and like kind of shitty.
Really?
And then like the movie is more fun and like,
so, like
relatable.
It was so, oh, yeah. Oh, I love that movie, actually. Yeah.
I know. And so then somebody, Michelle, commented and said this was the second Anne Hathaway movie better than the book, the first being The Devil Wears Prada. And then I looked up The Devil Wears Prada and it had like 3 stars out of like tens of thousands of reviews or something. And I was like, Jesus, I didn't know this was such a low rated book. But I guess it's the same idea where the main character is like not great. Mm-hmm. And so people love the movie. Anyway, so this is all just to say the people were discussing this in our group before we even had this challenge. So I found one of the reviews that Kate had posted. So this is my last one. This is a review of The Princess Diaries, 1 star on Amazon. Huge warning. This book is trash for the mind. Sadly, the cover and title appear innocent enough, but only 2 pages into the book, my 13-year-old daughter came to me to inform me that she probably shouldn't be reading this book. I later sat down to look through it and was appalled and sickened by the disgusting material I read. This book should be banned from all young, impressionable minds. There is a lot of talk about sex, disrespect for parental authority, immoral behavior, etc. There's also an hidden agenda to this book. There is much talk about the main character joining Greenpeace, the mother being... I'm not even kidding.
That's the last thing I expected. What?
The mom's kind of like a hippie.
Oh, so a hidden agenda. Jesus Christ.
Yes, exactly. There's also an hidden agenda to this book. There is much talk about the main character joining Greenpeace, the mother being depressed because her former boyfriend was a Republican, how diesel emissions are ruining our ozone layer, making fun of Christianity, using the Lord's name in vain. Main character writes a paper for her teacher stating that Hillary Clinton and Madonna are two of her most influential people. There's animal worship, etc. It is strongly evident that this author is a liberal environmentalist. Our society is falling apart by the seams, and it's authors like Miss Cabot that make us see why. The contents of this book is enough to make any decent mother cry. I only wish there was a rating with no stars. This book would receive it from me. End of review.
Oh, no. Why did you end on that?
I don't know.
I hated that.
Thanks, Kate.
Could you imagine, like, okay, liberal is one thing, but trashing someone for being an environmentalist? I don't get that.
No.
Like, I don't get that. Wanting what's best extreme for the environment? I don't get that.
Alexander, that's not what that means.
What does it mean? Tell me.
An LE, a liberal environmentalist, I know that's a bad word, so I want to be careful. They don't want diesel cars.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They want to heal our ozone layer.
Oh, I know. I guess I missed that part.
They like Madonna.
I know. As long as they don't like Hillary Clinton, I'm happy. Don't tell me they like Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think that might be too much for your heart to handle today, so I'm going to leave that one alone. But I just was. I love when people use the L word as an insult.
Yes, me too.
Like that man who harassed me at a Chipotle, which I don't know. I think we talked about it on an episode, and then maybe I deleted it. I'm not sure. But either way, he kept screaming, "You're a liberal," and I was like, "Oh, am I okay?" Like, is that? I don't. Am I offended? I don't know. So it's just like really strange. I'm actually a left. Fuck, I always mess it up. A lunatic left-wing...
Liberal loser.
Liberal loser, thank you.
I mess that up every time, too. That's why I just say the quadruple L.
The quadruple L. I should have told him that.
You also might have messed it up without me realizing it.
I should have said, read the pin.
Read the pin. That's now sold out.
Karma back to you is what it says now.
Yeah, we've got a new one. Karma back to you. Out now.
God. Anyway, so that's that. I know that last one wasn't necessarily about the movie versus the book, but Kate's post was, so I thought it was relevant.
Yeah, no, I think that was relevant. I'm sad you read it, but I respect it in a way that you read it. We can also just blame Jer for it, if that's okay.
Yeah, Jer, what the hell?
She can deal with that, the ramifications of the blame.
My present better be really nice.
All right. Wow. Well, no, that was well done. Well done. I enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you.
So this theme idea comes from Stacy, who suggests we do reviews of small towns. And I mean, we might be biased, but I am leaning towards doing small towns in Ohio because there's some fucking weird towns in there.
Yes. And there's a lot of like Amish towns and people get really, remember that one earlier challenge about being rude to the Amish?
Yes. There's some small town. Yeah. And I found a website called niche.com. Sounds like an ad. It's not. I just literally just found it a minute ago. And you can review towns.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's like has all the information about like median income. It's like for where to live. But then like I'm surprised that. So I looked up a random one, Tip City, Ohio, that I've been to.
Yeah.
It's like outside of Dayton. Tip City, bitch, Tip City. That
yeah,
one.
I was you waiting know, for that.
It's from
one.
That song. Mm-hmm. And there are like surprising 36 reviews of Tip City, Ohio on this website. And like, that's just one random town. So I assume we'll
this is great.
Do a pretty good job.
I want to do small towns in Ohio.
Stacy, thank you so much. I'm very much looking forward to this.
That's a good one. So I have a challenge for you. This was sent in by Alyssa, who says, hear me out. Find a review of someone complaining about the taste of an inedible object. Maybe like a flavored lip balm, a candle, or even something more insane. As a child, I can remember biting into some questionable objects, so I'm sure there are adults out there who are still learning their lesson. LOLOL.
I love that. I actually have tried hand sanitizer before.
Oh, God.
And it was not. Don't do that. Don't eat it. God, don't even. It's not good. I mean, and it's not
safe. Have you ever tasted tissue paper? It tastes pretty gnarly.
Tissue paper?
Like streamers, actually. Have you ever tasted a streamer? They're gnarly. I don't know what it is, but it's like repulsive. I have no idea. So that's from Alyssa. Thank you. It says Alyssa from Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, there we go.
AKA Murdertown, USA. Thanks, Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. And also, one quick announcement. We are also doing our Patreon live show next week. It's going to be Wednesday.
Sorry, it's not really a show.
It's not really a show. It's like a Q&A stream on YouTube that we link to from our Patreon. So you have to be a patron to be there. But we're doing it on Wednesday the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 10 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you there. We do it for an hour and we just chill and on video and chat with y'all. So hopefully you can make it.
That's right. We'll be there.
We will be there. Promise.
We will be there. I know it might sound like we won't be, but we will be.
See you then. Bye, everyone.
Bye.